We're going live.
Wait, what?
What if I say something I'm not supposed to and there's no takebacks? Like, what if I just suddenly start shouting penis?
And preparing our spears.
You all are the tip of the spear, day in and day out. So if you see something, say something.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, April 18th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Mario may be dominating at the box office right now, but his video game movie rival Sonic has his eyes on the small screen. Paramount Plus announced on Monday that production has officially begun on Knuckles, an upcoming TV series spinning off the title character from his breakout role in Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Idris Elba will reprise his role as the voice behind the Red Echidna Warrior, and he'll be joined by some other familiar faces from the Sonic films, which mix live-action human characters with CGI incarnations of the heroes from the Sonic video game franchise. Adam Pally will reprise his role as Wade Whipple, and he'll be a major part of the show. Knuckles will take on Wade as his protege, seeking to train him in the ways of the Echidna Warrior. Tika Sumpter is also set to guest star, reprising her role as Maddie Wachowski. Other cast members for Knuckles and new arrivals in the Sonic film universe include Eddie Patterson, Scott Mascuddy, a.k.a. Kid Cudi, Julian Barrett, Ellie Taylor, and guest star Rory McKinn. Chris Cornell's widow and members of Soundgarden have finally settled a years-long legal battle that will allow for the release of the late rocker's final songs with the band. In a joint statement, Vicky Cornell and surviving Soundgarden members, guitarist Kim Thayil, drummer Matt Cameron, and bassist Ben Shepherd, announced that they have reached an amicable court resolution following two previous lawsuits filed on behalf of Cornell. And F. Murray Abraham was reportedly fired from the Apple TV Plus comedy series Mythic Quest last year because of sexual misconduct allegations made against him. At least two concerns were raised about Abraham's behavior, with the 83-year-old actor receiving a warning and being, quote, told to keep away from some of the actresses after the first alleged incident, all of that according to a production source via Rolling Stone. After a second alleged incident was brought to creator and star Rob McElhenney's attention, Abraham was let go ahead of season 3. No other details were provided to Rolling Stone. Representatives for Abraham McElhenney and Apple TV Plus did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. The Pain Gang are wrapping season 2 of American Auto. In tonight's finale, our number 3 pick today, Anna Gasteyer's CEO Catherine Hastings, John Barinholtz's auto heir Wesley Payne, and Michael Benjamin Washington's designer Cyrus Knight are joining a talk show to show off their affordable Pika sedan, which dealers hated, with the hopes that Wall Street suits will be watching. Let's take a listen to the group get their talking points in order.
Market is about to open. What's the price?
55.13.
So we only need to get it up 3 points by the end of the day. Easy.
301. If we're at 58.14 by the end of the day, we all keep our jobs.
58.13, we're all fired.
We're gonna make it. All of Wall Street watches this show. We just gotta hit the talking points.
Right. $10,000 Pika is the most affordable car in its class. It's available for pre-order starting today.
And if they ask why we're selling direct.
How about the dealers hated it so much they refused to sell it?
No, not that one.
The Pika is a car for the people, so why not offer it directly to the people?
Wow, I almost believe that, and I know you're lying.
And if you get asked a question that you can't handle, just say, I feel positive and confident about it.
I've done a lot of TV, saying I'm a pro. They won't even need to edit me.
Well, it's live, so they can't.
Wait, what?
What if I say something I'm not supposed to and there's no takebacks? Like, what if I just suddenly start shouting penis?
Why would you start shouting penis?
Because I'm not supposed to.
Wesley, just breathe. And remember, I'm positive and confident.
Positive and confident, positive and confident. Okay, that helps.
You know, it's funny now that Wesley said the word penis, it's all I could think about. Penis, 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 penis.
Hopefully you aren't saying that all day yourself. The season 2 finale of American Auto airs tonight at 8:30 on NBC. When he's not providing laughs on American Auto, John Baron-Holtz enjoys getting some laughs from TV himself. Here's what he said when we asked, what you watching?
Right now, I'm watching the show Dave on Hulu. They're on season 3. There are a few episodes in. I've loved this show since it came out a couple years ago. I thought it was brilliant and different than everything else that was on television. And they've only gotten better each season, which seems impossible because of how great it was when it came out. It's really just such a joy to watch. The cast is unbelievably talented. The storylines are unique and real, and every episode feels like a piece of art. And I'm not sure if there's a better half hour on cable television right now. And I think everyone should be watching that. And I say this as someone who is not affiliated with the show in any way, or I don't know anyone involved with the show. I just truly love that it exists, and it's inspiring that a show this good is on television. So y'all should watch it.
Number two.
Susie's taking a stab at stand-up on our number two pick today. Alex Borstein, Corsets and Clown Suits, is the new comedy special from the marvelous Mrs. Maisel star, and she's tackling everything from women's rights to relationships. Borstein is getting personal, and even with her parents in the crowd, she'll still be telling it like it is. Here's a preview.
I don't need to do this. I'm already on a TV show. What am I doing? You can have my uterus when you pry it from my hot, wet. Isn't that right, Mommy, huh? Is this what you envisioned when they said, it's a girl? I still wear the ring. Isn't that interesting? There's a lot of reasons for that. I'll tell you. I mean, first of all, I paid for it. So that's mine.
Well, Borstein combines music, humor, and heart for a show like no other. Alex Borstein, Corsets and Clown Suits, is streaming now on Prime Video.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. The entertainment industry has pretty much been at Borstein's fingertips since she was a teenager, having gone to which famous school? New York City's High School of Performing Arts, aka the Inspiration for Fame, Hollywood High School, or Cincinnati's School for Creative and Performing Arts. Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
no one be more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
It's time to return to C for today's number one pick, the season 19 premiere of Deadliest Catch. This season, the Discovery series has several new cast members, including Captain Linda Greenlaw, the survivor of The Perfect Storm, who will team up with fan favorite skippers. But captains new and old will be facing a new threat this season as illegal fishers take to the Bering Sea with hopes of a big payday. In this EW exclusive clip, Captains Sig Hansen, Jake Anderson, and others join the U.S. Coast Guard for a debriefing on what awaits them before they set sail.
the newly available cold water Eastern Bear Dye crab.
Over ahead.
Along with their larger Golden King cousins.
Go for it. Go ahead.
And black codfish yield a record-breaking $250 million fall season prize.
There's a lot of hope for this year. We're going to see all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork to get this money.
Drawing in the single largest influx of new captains and crews in Bering Sea history.
There we go, boys.
Eager to fight for their share and their place in the fleet.
There's a lot of demand, and that creates a much higher price. And that's the good news. The bad news is that there's a lot of illegal fishing activity right now. So I'm going to go talk to the Coast Guard and see what we can do to help.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Lieutenant Junior Grade Luke Soinas from the Coast Guard cutter Kimball. The Bering Sea contains some of the most successful fisheries in the world. What we're seeing is that illegal fishing is becoming a growing threat worldwide. Fishermen, foreign or domestic, are coming in fishing in areas that are not regulated or they're dodging the regulations that exist. It's a serious issue. 20 to 30% of all fish that's on the market was caught illegally. You all are the tip of the spear, day in and day out. So if you see something, say something. Be safe, be vigilant, and Godspeed.
With fears of unidentified vessels treading into Alaskan waters, newcomers and veterans alike prepare to face a common foe.
Sounds like it is going to be a dramatic season, and you can catch the season premiere of Deadliest Catch tonight at 8 on Discovery. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which famous school did the marvelous Mrs. Maisel star Alex Borstein attend? New York City's High School of Performing Arts, Hollywood High School, or Cincinnati's School for Creative and Performing Arts? She was born in Illinois, but eventually moved to California, where she attended Hollywood High School. In a 2022 article, Borstein says she and fellow students used to leave school during lunchtime to watch actors get their handprints at the nearby Grauman's Chinese Theater. Well, folks, that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced and written by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.